Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line, JMP spokesperson, Chief Superintendent Wayne Minar. Wayne, a very, very good morning. Thanks for chatting to us as you always do. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you this morning?
Yeah, I am very, very well. Thank you. So tell us about the closure of the Nelson Mandela Bridge.
Yes, the bridge will be closed off as from 8.30 a.m. up until 10.30 a.m. this morning. And this is for the launch of the Wits University and Bromfontein Safety Initiative. It's a crime prevention plan which will be launched by the Executive Mayor of Johannesburg, Councillor Jeff Makuba, and there will be focus on safety of students. There has been a huge outcry of late with students being mugged, students being robbed, students being injured, even, very sadly to say, even raped. So the plan is to have officers deployed along the route that students take between the transport hub in Johannesburg and the university, and also the Bromfontein area. So that's the plan. That's why the bridge will be closed for today. And then motorists will unfortunately have to use alternative routes. Motorists traveling in a southerly direction can exit the freeway at Smith Street and then use Smith Street to make their way in to Bromfontein, as opposed to previously being driving along the Jan Smuts Avenue and then joining the bridge to get into the CBD. And then motorists traveling in a northerly direction can get onto the Mike 1 South at Carr Street, or alternatively also use Rustic Street and Omeron Street to join the Mike 1 freeway.
So the road is closed, and but this is just for today. So from tomorrow it's back to normal. So in other words, I would imagine that today is just really about awareness and showing support for the students who have been suffering from an increased level of crime in the area.
Yes, it's mainly to give support to the students who have been very unfairly attacked and robbed. And unfortunately, this has happened mainly on the Nelson Mandela Bridge, or the area between the transportation area and the university. So there will be a lot of visibility of officers as from today in the Bromfontein area close to university. They plan to have a satellite station or a bus, JMPD bus, parked very close to the university, where officers will be on a 24-hour basis.
Oh, so this will be moving forward now. So today is really to launch the campaign to create awareness, but then moving forward, there will be a constant police presence there for students.
That's correct. The purpose is for the students to be safer and for the Bromfontein area to be safer, mainly because of the attacks on students.
So a fantastic initiative. Can you just give us, tell us one more time, if people are driving into the area, which route, if they would to come, let's say, over the Jan Smuts, they would come down that way, which is a better way now to get into the area?
A better way this morning would be on the Mike 1 and then take the Smith Street off, and there will be officers on duty at those locations who will be directing traffic between 8.30 and 10.30 this morning. So coming into the CBD, rather on the Mike 1 South, and then exit at Smith Street, and then join Smith Street into Brompton, then the CBD. Or if they're leaving the CBD, between 8.30 and 10.30, use Rustic Street and Bomeran Street to join the Mike 1 freeway, because they won't be able to use the Nelson Mandela Bridge to get onto Jan Smuts Avenue this morning. And then we also want to urge motorists to drive at extra caution today because of the reopening of the schools. For the first term, traffic volumes are likely also to be heavier on main roads, and drivers should look out for children, particularly near schools, as pedestrian and children volumes are definitely going to be more today as compared to other days.
Absolutely right. And I do thank you for chatting to us and also for this great initiative. It would be really fantastic if it really helps the students and it makes them feel safer in that area. JMPD spokesperson, Chief Superintendent Wayne Minnar, speaking to us about the closure of the Nelson Mandela Bridge for the launch of a crime prevention plan.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.